What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It is Sunday, December 17th. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And give me a little bit of your time, of your busy day. Alongside of me, kind of across the pond from Australia, Miss Anna B. You can check her out on Twitter at Traveler15. Like normal, she was too busy for me. Just way too busy. She's just too Hollywood. And couldn't join me on the conversation show. What she did was she recorded her thoughts of this episode, her review, and then I'm just going to chime in and give you my two cents because I did watch it, and I have some notes here as well. So, like always, if you want to check out some of our past stuff, iWatchMike.com is my blog. Scroll up to the top. You'll see a little section that says podcast there. If you go in there, you'll be able to see this show plus The Flash plus other shows that I do with my friends and myself. So that's always a plus. Talking Arrow, available on iTunes and audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there and subscribe so you don't miss the show, but you can always just go to the blog and do your thing. At the end of this, I've got some shout outs since this is the mid-season finale of Arrow for some peeps that have been listening and all that good stuff. And so let's just kick it off right now to Miss Anna B. And here it is, the mid-season finale. It was called Irreconcilable Difference. On Thursday, it aired December 7th.
Well, it's that time of year where we're at the mid-season finale for Arrow, and yes, it's called Irreconcilable Differences.
That.
It was a good episode, I
thought.
I messed that up. I had a little bit of everything. We had the wedding, reception, we've got betrayal amongst the team and who are losing their trust with one another, and we're also fighting again with Caden James. So it all started off great. Everyone was enjoying themselves at the wedding reception. It was nice to see everyone having fun. Thea was back out of her coma. It was good, except for Curtis, who was dwelling on his divorce with Paul.
I know.
And he gets drunk. Blech. And he tries to make a toast to the bride and groom, yeah, and doesn't do a good job of that.
Hell no.
And we've got Renee stepping in, who gives a heartfelt speech to them. And we also see a nice touch between Lance and Oliver when he gives his father's watch to him. And it was nice to see that, I thought. So Caden James is back with our old friend Black Siren.
Yeah!
He's after a nano aluminum amplifier, which he needs to help destroy the world. So with leverage he needs over Green Arrow, he has Black Siren kidnap Lance, and while doing so, Thea tries to protect him, but she gets knocked out. She's not strong enough after being in a coma for all those months. So to get Lance back, they go after the amplifier, which happens to be at Argus. So it was a tricky little thing, but they did. We had even Felicity out in the field helping everyone to get into Argus and breaking in. And if you notice, Dig is not going out on the field because of his arm. He's still, so he stays back in the lair. So meanwhile, with all this going on, we learn that someone's betrayed Oliver and ratted him out to the Green Arrow to Watson with the FBI. So Felicity puts surveillance on the team members, and that doesn't go down so well when they all find out about it. We find out that Dinah is suspected as being the mole.
I wouldn't believe that.
Because she's been seeing the vigilante, which is Vince, her ex. She's been seeing him for weeks. So with all this, the team also merge together and they're able to free Lance. They give the amplifier to Caden James after altering it. And James also gives a direction to Black Siren to kill Lance. But she has a change of heart. I think Lance is getting through to her under the skin of Laurel a little bit. So hopefully she might emerge and have a soft spot coming out of her. So back at the lair, Oliver confronts Dinah that she ratted him out, but it wasn't her. We find out it's Renee that actually ratted on him, because Watson threatened him that he would never see his daughter Zoe, and family means so much more to him. And Oliver should know that with William. He'll do anything to protect him. So Oliver kicks him off the team. But in doing that, there's repercussions, and Dinah and Curtis, they're not happy about being surveyed. So they walk off. So it leaves everyone, Dig, Oliver and Felicity, our original team members, on their own. And how are they going to go forward fighting Kate and James? So we see that Dinah's ex is working with James as well as Anatoly. So whatever Dinah's been telling Vince about the team, he's going back to Kate and James. So hopefully we come back in the next last part of the season for next year when we come back, and the team can all work out their differences and get back together, because they're all going to have to be together to fight Kate and James and this gang that he's got together. And plus, we've got to see if we can get Oliver off from going to prison for the rest of his life. So there's a lot to happen going into next year, and we're just left up in the air for now, and see what happens. So as it's at this time of year, Mike, and to all the Arrow fans, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holidays. And we'll see you all in next year.
Yes, Arrow.
This is Anna B.
Anna B. Traveler 15 on Twitter. I didn't even know she was going to come in like that. You see that? She's got some swag in there. So, Arrow does return Thursday, January 18th. That is my birthday. Can you believe that? I think the people at the show said, you know what? This is a good gift for you, Mike. Yeah, so that's my birthday. January 18th returns. And we're going to see what's going to happen with all this crap that's going down. I hate this FBI agent chick. So for me, my thoughts on this, great scene, Black Siren. Traveler 15, Anna B has mentioned before, I definitely like her better than Laurel. She's hot and she whoops ass. She doesn't take people's shit and she does what she wants. I'm a fan of Black Siren. So it was good to see that. Her fighting with Thea, Thea needs to get back in training, because she got taken out quick. I was very surprised that Thea went down. Thea is another one that's one of my favorites. So glad that she's out of the coma, but I need her back in training. I need to start whooping some ass. I need her to start helping. And she's going to have to, because at the end of this episode, when you see Caden James with his gang, with his crew, I was like, wait a second. He's like, what? And so he's got a crew together. So there, Oliver has got to get his shit together with his team and like prepare, because it's about to go down. The team breaking into Argus, I thought that was cool. But seriously, Argus has to have the most crappiest security system ever known to man. Like, they're supposed to have like all the secrets of everything. Like, I don't get it. And I know that some people out there are gonna be like, "Hello, Dig's wife," and that's why they know the codes. And it just seemed like, I just don't get it. Argus needs to step up their game as well. Let's see what else. When Renee admits to testifying against Oliver, I did not see that coming. I didn't think Dana. I didn't see that. I didn't think any of the team had done it. But when Renee says he did, I was like, "What?" And I get it though, because you know, being a dad, I totally get why Renee did it. The one thing that I do have in my notes here, he should have told the team. That's what he should have done. He should have told the team. And that would have been a little bit better, but we wouldn't have this tension if he would have. So, but yeah, I totally understand why he did it. I just wish that Renee would have, but I don't think he would have. I don't think he would have told the team. I think Renee is, he loves his daughter, and we all know that. And he will take out anybody that gets in his way when it comes to his daughter, including Oliver. So, it sucks, you know, all that crap. Thea comes in and starts telling him he needs to forgive him, and then he's given another shot, and then all that crap happens at the warehouse with him and Curtis leaving and doing their own thing. They did find Detective Lance, but of course didn't listen to Oliver's orders, and they should have known, but yeah, I mean, I get Oliver's thing, but to kick him off the team, and then of course Dana quits, and then Curtis comes back and says, "I'm quitting too." I'm just not a fan of Curtis. I haven't been. So, yeah, I think I was kind of surprised, like, Felicity. Did y'all see Felicity's face when he was doing it? She was like, we just lost three of our men. Hello. So, curious to see how that's going to pan out. Let's see what else. I thought the fight scenes in the warehouse were dope. Yes, Anna did mention Black Siren letting Detective Lance go. I think he is. I think he is getting through her thick skin. Because, you know, she didn't have her dad, and here's a chance to have a dad, and, you know, it's obvious she's not totally hardcore evil. So hopefully Black Siren can join the team. I don't know if she will, because we already have Siren. Dana, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. Let's see what else. I think that's it. Yeah. I mean, I thought this was a really good mid-season finale. I did not see the destruction of the team the way it did, but Caden James didn't either, and he was quite satisfied that it is coming down like this. The dude has a freaking camera, and he's been watching the entire time. And that's what I thought. I thought it was going to be somebody like that was testifying against Oliver. But he's got a camera in there. And the lair needs to get their crap together, too. How are they not detecting there's a secret camera in there watching all their stuff? So emotional. This show makes me so emotional. So that's a bit. That's it, people. So just like Anna B said, we won't talk any more Arrow until my birthday. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff for you guys out there. Thanks for tuning in. Big shout outs. I did mention it for the past 30 days, in the past month, the top countries that have been listening to our show, Japan. Again, Japan is whooping ass. Thank you very much for listening over there. United States, Poland, France, Australia, Russia, Switzerland, Colombia, Ireland, and South Africa. Now, if you live in other countries, this is the top 10. So if you do listen other spots, I appreciate it. You're just not coming up here. But still, let me know. Tweet me. Mike the Movie Guy. That's my Twitter handle. All right. Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. I Watch Mike is on Facebook. And Mike the THA Movie Guy on Snapchat. Like I said, though, blog has everything on there. iWatchMike.com. On the top, you'll see where it says podcasts. Go there. You can subscribe to the shows. That way you don't miss a show when me and Anna talk about Arrow, The Flash, all that other good stuff. So everybody have a great Sunday. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. I will talk to y'all next year.